Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 3 feet high at 8 seconds apart. And on the Columbia River bar this morning, we have general seas. The bar is that area right at the mouth of the river where the river meets the ocean. In the main channel where the big ships come in, the general seas will be 2 to 3 feet today, so pretty calm. Those max ebb current periods, we have one happening around 10 a.m. and another one around 11 p.m. Seas to 4 feet during that time. That's the time about halfway through the ebb tide cycle. The speed of the water in the river just reaches its maximum, can be 7 knots out there in certain places. And so that is a lot for small boats, and so it can be overpowering. So that's why it's in the marine weather forecast as something to beware of and to be careful of out there. So watching the tides here is a very, very important thing, whether you be on a boat or on a beach, as I said earlier in the program. And today we're going to talk about life on board ship a little bit. I was on the Coast Guard cutter Elm recently, and one of the things I like to do when I'm on board a vessel like this is just leave my microphone on when nothing is particularly happening or when I'm just walking around and gather that ambient sound of being on board the ship. And so I'm going to share a little bit of that with you today to give you an idea of what it's like on board, to sort of take you there with me kind of thing. And one of the things about ships, they're noisy. On a Coast Guard ship, there's a lot of metal, linoleum, sort of hard surfaces that are easy to clean. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we get to that point in the and I'll play a little audio for you of what I recorded on board. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 9 in the Astoria anchorage, and 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the tug C-SPAN King. She arrived from Vancouver, British Columbia, and she arrived at the port of Astoria probably around 3 a.m. And probably the deal with this tug is something that happens quite often. A Canadian tug will come into the river with a pilot on board, towing a barge, and hand that barge off to a U.S. flag tug somewhere in the area between around Warrenton, Hammond. And then you'll see that barge going upriver. Some people posted a picture on Facebook the other day of a barge going upriver with a white, kind of powdery-looking substance. That's probably lime. It could have been a barge like that that was handed off to a U.S. tug from a Canadian tug. Then the tug C-SPAN King goes to the port of Astoria, passes customs, gets inspections, maybe picks up some fuel at the fuel dock here. And then we'll probably pick up a barge that is anchored off of Tongue Point. So if you see a barge there, just sitting there with maybe a tug accompanying it or just anchored, that tug could be waiting for the C-SPAN King to pick it up at some point over the next day or so. So that's the typical handoff of barges that happens here on the Columbia quite often. Next inbound is the Navigation OL, arriving from South Korea, headed to Vancouver. Could be wood or steel or her cargo. Passing Astoria around 4:30 a.m., could be in Vancouver by 10:30 in the morning. The Poplar Arrow is arriving from South Korea, headed to Longview, could be picking up logs there. Passing Astoria around 11:30 a.m., that would put her in Longview by about 3. The Global Mermaid is arriving from San Francisco, headed to the Longview anchorage. She's picking up weed in Longview, I believe. Passing Astoria around 2:30 p.m., that would put her in the Longview area around 6 p.m., in the Astoria anchorage, we have the Themistocles headed for Rainier's anchorage, leaving around 8 a.m. and anchoring off Rainier by about 11:30 this morning. Rainier is right opposite Longview on the Columbia on the Oregon side. Star Pathfinder is leaving the anchorage headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She will leave around noontime from the Astoria anchorage and arrive in Kalama around 5 p.m. The Prabhu Sakawat is headed for Vancouver from Astoria's anchorage to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 11 p.m. and maybe arriving at Vancouver around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And in the Astoria anchorage awaiting orders, we have the Asian Pearl 8, the Galapagos, the Anzac Moonbear, and the I Revolution. And in the Rice Island anchorage, a little upriver from Astoria, the Ocean Suxis and the Catalina. And in our outbounders, the ATB Commitment, leaving Portland carrying petroleum around 10:30 a.m. and passing Astoria outbound around 4:30 p.m. We have the Eco Splendor leaving Vancouver from a lay berth there, where she may have been just picking up supplies or just doing something where she needed to come into port and not necessarily handle cargo. That's my best guess on that ship. Leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. The African Owl is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The Daiwan Brave is leaving Vancouver, copper concentrate on board there, leaving around 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30. And the ASL Venus is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the Morning Cornelia is leaving Portland with Hyundais on board, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. Well, we're going to go back to life on board the Elm. And tomorrow I'll talk with you a little bit more about buoys and repair and all that. But today I wanted to talk with you a little bit about life on board ship, something most of us will never experience. When you're on the ship is your world. And there are certain things that are part of the atmosphere of being on board ship. One of them is noise. There's big engines that drive the ship, and that noise permeates almost everywhere on the vessel, including up on the bridge. But the bridge is usually at the top of the ship, way above the deck, above the engine, and is quieter than anywhere else on board the ship. But if you're down inside the vessel, you're going to be hearing that noise. Inside a Coast Guard vessel and inside cargo ships, say not U.S. ships particularly, but the ships that I have been on, let's put it that way, that are foreign flag cargo vessels coming into the U.S. to pick up or deliver cargo. They tend to be very Spartan inside, linoleum, metal, lots of things that are easy to clean, not too much carpeting. Sometimes on some ships from foreign countries, I mean, I've heard that Norwegian vessels can be really nicely appointed inside with woodwork, but I've never seen anything like that on a vessel that I've been on board. They tend to be very utilitarian, like an industrial environment. The interview that I conducted that you've heard before was in the galley of the ship, the mess area where people eat. And we went from there when I finished interviewing the first lieutenant there. We walked up to the bridge, which is at the very top of the ship, the highest point, really, where people work in terms of workspace. And so I recorded the sounds of us going from the mess area up to the bridge area, and that involved a lot of stairs. So let me just play this for you. It's just a recording of us walking around inside the ship. You'll hear noise and you'll hear footsteps. And that was, I had walked up several flights of stairs, stepped through a hatchway or two, you might have heard that. And then up on the bridge, when I got up there, we were just about to go under the Astoria Megler Bridge in the ship. And that's when that person said, here's your picture. And I said, oh, wow, it was just a really beautiful sight. But basically, there were lots of the doorways that I stepped through in the ship were actually hatchways, which means that the door sat a few inches above the floor, had a ceiling door to seal in, to seal out water in case the ship sinks. It's sort of a safety feature in vessels, so you can seal off different areas. So it's a very different kind of environment from the one that most of us live in, but very, very interesting, and I wanted to share a little bit of that with you today. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for listening.